You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour. The show is brought to you by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the program presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Welcome to the program right now for one of our favorite segments of the week, the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He is Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
A little bit of a different fantastic out of you today, Steve.
Hey, I'm on my second day of losing one of my tooth teeth.
How's that medication working out? How's that medication working out for you, Steve?
You know, huh? And you get into all these different schedules and times, and you got to take amoxicillin, and you've got to stop the infection, and you've got to make sure you're on ibuprofen, and you can't eat because they're going to put you to sleep and all this stuff. It's crazy.
So you fashioning a nice gold tooth right there on the front?
I love gold. Is this the Austin Powers segment?
This is. We could do a whole bunch of different Austin Powers impersonations. We could go through all the different characters, but I think we'll probably stay away from that at the risk of at least trying to feign that we're somewhat professional.
Right.
So that, you make a good point, though, about like how things can change instantly, and you never quite know when they are going to change. And, you know, it's a big challenge, obviously, in this industry because there are, you know, 6 hours a day, sometimes seven, that I, you know, need to have a show on the air. And that can be problematic because if there's nothing there, you know, our old phrase here at the radio station is better than dead air. You know, there's always a chance of dead air. So far, that has not happened during my time. But that's, you know, one of the biggest fears that exists for everybody in this industry is what happens if you can't show up? And, you know, that's something that's always there. And I think that, you know, in your industry, it's pretty similar. Like people are, and obviously, and perhaps more impactful because individuals are expecting service and conditions like this where it's, you know, we're waking up for a couple of days here and it's 12 degrees out. And it's going to be even colder on Saturday. It can create a problem if there's something that comes up.
Yeah, you're totally right. You know, I mean, I can't believe on how you have to always be on, you know, and we talk about that sometimes, you know, like showing up is so important and such a meaningful thing. And then when that gets, you know, in question and you can't show up and do your job and be there for, you know, different events that go on and you're down and out like this tooth thing, I mean, they're knocking me out, you know. I'm not going to be around. I got to cancel some appointments, you know.
Right. I know. It's true. And, you know, dentistry is one of those things that, and your teeth, and I guess a lot of our health is something that we take for granted until, like, you realize you have a problem. it's right. I mean, you automatically expect that your teeth are going to be fine. You're not going to have any issues. And then all of a sudden, bam, you do. And you know, there's a lot of aspects of our health. Like, we expect our whole body is, like, so intricate and amazing. You know, the fact that that we're able to move our hands even is, like, you move your wrist from side to side, that your brain tells your hand you're going to do this, and it sends, you know, that information down to your hand, and your hand moves, and you flex it and open it and close it. We just take that for granted, like, oh yeah, my hand's supposed to work, so it's gonna work. But what if, you know, you have issues with your nerves? What if, you know, you have an injury to your hand? It's just, there's so many things out there that we just take for granted, I think, on a day in, day out basis.
No, you're totally right. You know, like the other day I got a tick bite and I'm like, what the heck, a tick bite? That doesn't happen to Steve Labby. And all of a sudden, you know, like, I'm worried about Lyme disease and, you know, so I'm going to the urgent care and I'm getting that checked out. And then all of a sudden I got a cold at the same time, you know, and then I've had this tooth problem. I'm like, you know, I'm like a walking geriatric ward. This doesn't happen to me.
Right. Right. No, it's true. And then when things start to couple too, like you're like, it's, you can go downhill pretty, go downhill pretty quick. And then there's the mental side of things too, where you're like, oh, am I, is this going to be something that's going to, you know, affect me long range? You know, and I'm not used to feeling like this. Is this, you know, a new norm? And yeah, then you kind of break out of it.
Yeah, totally true. But you know, one of the things that really does is it gets you to appreciate what you got. It makes you appreciate life. It makes you go, geez, I'm glad I caught that in time. It doesn't look like I have Lyme disease, which is great, you know, because you see how many people suffer with it. But every time you have a little ache or something, you're like, oh, do I have it? You know, and your psyche does play a part. But you know, I how positive I am, and I love, you know, being happy, and that usually always gets me out of these things, you know. I mean, when you're in pain, there's no way you can be happy. I don't care who you are. You're Steve Labby, Mickey Mouse, I don't care. Because, you know, when they're extracting that tooth, and it was an infection, I mean, I cried. I mean, this that's pain. You can't be happy during that intense moment. But, you know, after I was like, you know what? I'm still breathing. Everything's going to get better. They're going to put me under tomorrow. I'm not going to feel any pain. And they did. And I got out of it, and I felt wonderful. I can't even believe how good I felt after. Everyone's like, you got to rest. And I'm like, I'm ready to rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is quite interesting, because when you talk to people, particularly, you know, mentors and such, and the first thing is like, oh, as long as you have your health. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, that's such a cliche. but then you think about it, and, you know, whether it's serious illnesses, not as serious illnesses, or just the aging process, like, that's, you start to look back, even when you're, you know, my age, in my 30s, and you know, you realize the difference between when you used to, you know, compete athletically now versus before. When you start to have some neck and back pain that you didn't have before, and you're like, you have that old, you know, that old school type of mindset of, you know, youth is wasted on the young. Like, you know, I wish that I had known, you know, what I was going to feel like. But it's all like this big mental gymnastics event. Like, it's, you know, it's because everything is really good, and if you just live in, you know, that particular moment and just try to appreciate what's going on around you or the people around you or what you're doing in that instance. I am a person that really tends to overthink things. And, you know, think about the past, the future, what does everything mean, big picture, and all that. And, you know, I think that a lot of that deteriorates from just enjoying the moment at any given point in time. And, you know, worrying about, am I rested enough? Am I eating well enough? And just constant, you know, thoughts. I think that that's one of the problems that we have in general as human beings, is that we do overthink things, but at the same time, we're not really appreciating things, which is, you know, an interesting dichotomy.
Yeah, no, totally. And then the other thing that, you know, you and I, we're independent people, right? We forget sometimes, hey, we got family, we've got friends, we've got coworkers that want to, you know, help us out as we've helped them out. You know, there's my son, he's cutting the deer without me because I can't, you know, do everything I can do. So he's working that. You know, my wife's bringing me to my parents. My parents are bringing me to my doctor's appointment, you know, and then, you know, some of my friends came over to cheer me up last night, you know. So, you know, you look at this and you go, geez, you know, this is wonderful to be surrounded by such beautiful friends and family that are keeping your spirits up, getting you to appointments. I mean, I couldn't drive after they put me under. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad drove me home, and I got to spend some special time with my dad. And, you know, I remember the last time my dad and I had real serious alone time. It's like I can barely remember it. And I started thinking back to my childhood when he brought me to baseball games, and we'd go to Gibbs gas station, and he'd buy me a slushie, and I was just looking over at him driving and taking care of me once again, and I'm 51 and going, what a blessing is right here.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah. No, I think you make a number of really, really, you know, good points about a lot of times, you know, we're just keeping, you know, moving forward and, you know, not really appreciating and thinking back. And I know, I mean, for me, that's one of my big things is I actually, and also think about, you know, what are we missing? What's the trade-off that occurs when you are so focused on growing a business or working? Are you missing too much time with your friends? Have you missed time with your friends in the past? Have you missed time with your family in the past? What have you missed out on in terms of events? Are you around your kids enough as they grow? So that overthinking, you know, is a constant thing with, you know, with a business. And it's not the same for everyone, obviously, but I can only speak for myself. And I think for you as well, where, yeah, I mean, you're enjoying everything that you're doing with your, you know, with your business, but, you know, are you enjoying the other aspects of life as much as you possibly could be? And again, more of the mental gymnastics that occur.
Yeah, no, I totally love getting out of the rhythm of the day.
Right.
Because what happens is in that non-rhythm activity, you start seeing things. Like, I got a deer this weekend with my son. I got one with a bow. I haven't gotten one with a bow ever in my entire life. And the experience of going to the weigh station and meeting people and them being proud of what they did and how they accomplished their goal. And then all of a sudden, we're swapping recipes on how to make liver and heart and all these different things. And I'm giving my jerky recipes. And I'm listening to a gentleman who had retired, and he was 75, and he said how much he misses work. You know, you're like listening, and you're going, wow, 75, he misses work. And he's like, those people were all my family. And I have hunting now, but it's not the same, and how tough the winters are. And you're catapulted into these events. And if you pay attention and you listen, and you tune into what's going on, there's an orchestra of life that's happening, and you're getting all of this information that's crucial. I love it.
Right. No, it's true. And you know, at times we are all creatures of habit to a large extent, and you know, we do the same things or the proximity of those things over and over again. And you know, there are variables in both of our jobs, which is what we enjoy greatly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, having that occasional curveball thrown your way, where we all strive to make everything, you know, basically as perfect as possible, where there's not variables. We want everybody to be happy. We want, you know, everything to go well. But, you know, there's a lot of positive things that come from things going wrong. And, you know, it's, you never want it to take place and you're like, oh, this is messing with my day. But just like the, you know, the tooth extraction, like that's the last thing on earth that you wanted to take place. And we probably would not want to go through it again. But as a result of something bad happening, all these really good things have happened. And,
yep.
You know, I think a lot of times we try to put ourselves in a bubble, and a lot of times, you know, in kind of an echo chamber, and try to keep the bad things from happening. And this is kind of getting back to that overthinking aspect of things. But if you just kind of live life and move forward and keep your mind open to accepting, you know, new things and challenges that come your way, you might find some difficulty and trouble and challenges and things that you didn't want to occur. But by opening yourself up and allowing for different variables to take place, you're going to find a whole bunch of different things that you're going to learn from. And to me, that's what, you know, life is all about. It's not necessarily he who gets the most toys or has the most friends, or it's like, what did you do? What did you experience? What did you know, impart on others? And a lot of times the path that leads you to that is a path of, you know, from that you didn't see, and that you didn't see taking place and just kind of stumbled upon.
Yeah. And this is a new dentist that I went to, and they didn't know me, and I brought them cookies, and they were all like, wow, no one ever brings us cookies. And, you know, I made it fun. You know, I'm like, you know what, I could have all these anxieties and all this crap in the background. I go, you know what, I'm meeting some new friends, I'm having fun. I mean, it wasn't fun when they were actually extracting it, okay, but I talked to the girl after, and she said, you know, you had an infection in there, that could affect your sinuses. So sometimes I seem to have, like, allergies or sinus stuff. I'm like, wow, you know, so I'm hoping that this tooth thing might have taken care of that. So, you know, you're starting to try to think, right, I might have fixed my sinuses. I didn't want that rotten tooth anyway, so good riddance, right? Glad that thing's out of my mouth. And so, you know, you start looking at all of the things that are taking place in the positive aspects of, like, me with my dad and you see, seeing my wife taking care of me and all these different things, and I'm kind of, you know, in need. You know, I don't want to be somebody who people need to take care of. I'm supposed to be taking care of other people. That's my gig. That's why I love service. That's why I love Paradigm. But it's a really fun thing when you can look back and go, wow, you know, like, I don't have to be in charge. I don't have to, you know, do anything right now. Let these people take care of me. They're the experts. They know what's best for me. They're getting out my meds. They're doing this. They're preparing me for good health. And I you know, like I said all along, it's appreciation, even in the dark times.
Steve, as always, appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks, brother. Take care.
You as well. Steve Labby from Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.